Some of the objects in this gallery were made for trade purposes and other for ceremonial purposes. Old Northwest Coast masks dating from the 19th and early 20th centuries sit alongside contemporary models manufactured for the market. Indeed, in the 1970s and 1980s, some indigenous artists began to create works in traditional forms but with artistic aims, intended for the mainstream art market. In the showcase, you can admire some of these creations, including a carved pipe and a small anthropomorphic figure made of argillite by Haida Nation artists. Making sculptures out of argillite, a fine-grained clayey sedimentary rock, is a traditional practice dating from the early 19th century. For centuries, Haida sculptors have gone to the quarry on Slate Chuck Mountain or Telgadu in the Haida Gwaii Archipelago to find this symbolic material. Haida argillite sculptures are known to be one of the earliest forms of indigenous art production destined for commercial trade with merchant ships and settlers. Anticipating the tastes of European and American collectors, generations of artists mined and sculpted argillite, forming it into a variety of elaborately shaped everyday and decorative objects. We don't know the identity of the sculptors who made the pieces presented here. In Haida culture, this information was traditionally known and communicated orally. The artists didn't usually sign their creations. Nevertheless, the works may bear clues that can provide information on the identity of the creator. Experts will sometimes recognize the personal style of a sculptor in the meticulous forming of an eye or an ear, or in the specific interpretation of the formal elements that define Haida style. Over time, sculpting in argillite became a significant artistic and cultural practice for the Haida Nation. The objects created participated in the transmission of traditional knowledge and the circulation of personal and cultural stories. In doing this, they helped the rest of the world discover Haida ideas, art, and history.